Hare Krishna.
Good question here from Sanatan. He's asking that, is it not an offense to the Diksha Guru if one is following a Braja Bhakta as per Rupa Goswami's guidelines, Tishta Vrajita Danugami Jananugami? Well, the answer is obviously no, because it's the instruction of Rupa Goswami, it's the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, it's the instruction of the devotee's Diksha Guru. And we follow so many other Vaishnavas, we follow Rupa Goswami, Sugadeva Goswami, we're followers of many. That doesn't in any way distract from our devotion to our Diksha Guru, or our fidelity to our Diksha Guru. However, in cultivating one's bhakti, one's devotion, by hearing about a resident of Vrindavan following them, one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness. And when one becomes a liberated soul on the platform of Bhav, at that point then reality will determine, Swarup will determine, and as that manifests in prema, whether how we are followers of that person. Are we direct followers? Perhaps we're followers of someone else in terms of being in someone else's group. Perhaps that someone is our Diksha Guru. And obviously, our Diksha Guru is also a follower of the Brijbasis. So that connection there continues. And the proximity of that connection will manifest. Gop Kumar came to deliver this Mathura Brahmana. We're not told how their relationship continues. Gop Kumar's spiritual master doesn't play any part in his pastimes in Goloka. Not that I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. I'm just saying that it's not there in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Now, furthermore, a devotee, disciple, if he's very advanced, and if his spiritual master is realized, then he may realize the spiritual master's eternal form, and he may want to be following a spiritual master in that way, in his immediately as he's here, he realizes a spiritual master as a Brijbasi, and he's attracted to following him, and because he knows the spiritual master's name, form, pastimes, and so on, therefore he can meditate on those and cultivate those. So on one California or LA talk, devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, aren't you the Brijbasi who is to follow? And Prabhupada said, yes. Which in a very general way is clear, although devotees who wouldn't be realized in that regard wouldn't necessarily be cultivating their sarana bhakti because they don't have anugami, jananugami. What are they following in terms of Srila Prabhupada's siddha surup? On the other hand, devotees may follow Srila Prabhupada as a in a sadhaka surup, in other words, we accept that Srila Prabhupada as he is an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that certainly gives us plenty of meditation for advancement and cultivating that relationship with his divine grace. In any case, is a good question, and Hare Krishna.